going to take place.
Yes, and from New Zealand, and it came from all over. And somehow it did end up getting to be Hatton's photon belt. Well, Hatton wasn't even going to write about it until I was barraged with questions, because it's just another one of those things to cause confusion and chaos in your lives. But when you do make it public, then other ones who come into information, even if it's anonymous, we do appreciate having it, because unless we network like this, you're not ever going to know. And you're having a situation in your sky now where you are picking up enough photons that it is changing the atmosphere.
Well, I've definitely noticed a difference in the color, and I've also noticed a difference in the character of the sun. It seems more intense somehow, or harsher somehow, or so I appreciate you talking about that. And briefly, real quick, could you, would you also make a comment about AIDS and how that may be part of all this?
AIDS?
Yes.
The HIV?
Right.
Yes, AIDS was created once again as a weapon. And it is for population control. It was structured to be basically like leprosy, in the fact that symptoms would not appear immediately, so that they could get everybody pretty well sick with it before they got caught. There is a very simple cure for it. They know it. And you're not going to be allowed to have it. Anytime you get very near the solution for, quote, AIDS, you will find that device or that substance will be removed from your ability to get it. And there are some that I could speak of right now. But the point is that AIDS is a man-created disease. Now, you are going to find that a lot of what are called homosexual behaviorists are not. They are simply homosexual practitioners. So you get into a situation where also I have to tread very softly, because I get it back, you know, you're a bigot. No, I'm not a bigot. I'm against any kind of behavior that destroys whatever God has created. This virus, the HIV, is a cross between a Vizsla sheep virus and a bovine leukemia. But a virus itself is a crystalline life form, and it can be created. And in fact, you're going to find that your last shuttle was working on crystalline AIDS virus, is what they told you.
That's right. Samantha, could you hold your thought right there, please? We do have to make a break for the Dow Jones. And we'd like to come right back to this. We'll be right back.
Very good.
There's some things that I have been wondering about for quite a while. So, it's, and especially the sky, I've really started to notice that.
Well, it's very, very, it's wonderful that we can commune like this.
Yes, it is.
It's still so rare. Ones want to play games. And it's such a serious time on your place that I can appreciate it.
Yeah, I really,
I really can appreciate their humor, but right out here, I mean, on Friday evening, they were doing their own spacecraft exercises right over the Northrop facility out here.
Where are your ships located?
Well, we're very high, and we're above the Ridgecrest area, which is approximately, I don't know, nearly 100 miles from the Tehachapi area. But you see, they've been trying to knock out the communications from this house where we're transmitting all morning, and they just about knocked the house off its foundations just now. It felt like an earthquake, but it's not. It's a sonic blast. But it's a pulse blast.
Do you have any idea when there might be the next major quake in, say, in California or in the Utah area? Particularly, probably in the Utah area, in this area, they keep saying that we are due for a large-scale earthquake. Do you have any idea when that might be?
Only from deductions.
Uh-huh.
They continue to just pulverize the deserts out in in California. Their plans were to, well, depending, everything you see are contingency plans. If this scenario could go off against Russia, you've got one set of things that would take over. Bush is in enough trouble.
We're back now with Commander Hassan, and Commander, we left you. We had to break away for that for the Dow Jones announcement there. And could you pick it up, please? We were discussing the general subject of AIDS.
Yes. A virus is a man-made item. Some of you, if you're a little bit older, will even remember when viruses were, quote, first discovered under the microscope. That is ridiculous. They were around a lot longer than that ago. Man just could not figure out how to reproduce them. And so some of your best reproductions came right out of Tel Aviv, Israel. And this began to filter back into the more magnificent system of the World Health Organization. But in the United States is where it was finally isolated and really put together. And you see, all you've got to do is take the DNA, which is the blueprint of any cell, anything. A plant has a DNA. You have a DNA. And all it requires is one cell, because it's like a hologram. One cell contains the entire blueprint of its entity. So when the DNA from the leukemia virus was crossed with the Vizna virus DNA, it produced this HIV virus, as they call it. Now, what you have going now is they have further taken those mutated virus. They have done a little more crossing, and now they come up with something they tell you is HICRV.
Now that's a new one, HICRV?
Yes, and it has the same symptoms as AIDS as far as the being is concerned.
And it's probably the one that the people are not showing any HIV status.
Right, right. There is no way for it, because it's going to have, you know, it's going to have been diluted, and it has become a different entity, blueprint-wise. But any time that you get very near to being able to bring something like the typical HIV under control, you will find that the HIV virus is the laziest in the universe, and it won't do anything. But what it does do is burrow into the T-cell, which then does injure or damage or dilute the immune system. And the immune system of the human species is now already very, very weak. This has been intentionally thrust against you ones. And through the use of your antibiotics, etc., the body has literally become weaker. It cannot fight off what once the human being could just handle, you know, pneumonias and things like that. Well, now the body will perish.
I believe that is the case. Is there anything that you can recommend that people could do to protect themselves from all of this, or is it just inevitable that it's going to happen?
Well, it's going to spread. You're literally going to have to clean up the lifestyle, because it's passed very easily, and they will tell you that there are only two or three ways to pass it. And they will not tell you the most important ones. And one is through simple saliva, spit. They will tell you it has to be bodily fluids. Blood, of course, is the worst. But it can be passed anywhere at all. And the mosquito is a direct line into the bloodstream. And you're going to find, if already it hasn't been announced, there is a form of tuberculosis that has no treatment. It is now as fatal as is AIDS, only worse.
They have already announced that there is a virtual epidemic of tuberculosis,
That it's becoming more resistant to the traditional treatment.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it.
And thank you very much. And, Commander, I regret we must take one more break.
Well, we do what we need to do. Thank you.
Whether to laugh or cry, I people are probably up in the air with so many things they don't understand. You mix truth with gobbledygook, and people can't differentiate. It leaves them in a lot of trouble.
Well, I think you underestimate the audience, sir.
Oh, I don't know. Ma'am, you dropped your accent when you said, do you mean HIV? Where are you calling from?
Well, we called her, and what you're hearing is the voice of a scribe or secretary, and she is verbalizing the electronic communication from Commander Hatton. That is why you're hearing a female voice.
No, but she dropped her accent.
Well, so what, sir?
Pardon me?
What is your point?
My point is this, this virus are man-made. Ma'am, there's been a lot of diseases around for a long time. Smallpox, for instance, of course, inoculate with cowpox and virus, okay? Are you saying that 300 years ago when, I guess it's 250, that man was making virus there? Actually, it was all the cowpox did was increase the human immune system. Isn't that correct?
I don't believe I said that, sir.
Said what? The virus was man-made?
I said that the recent HIV, etc. virus is man-made.
Oh, okay, fine. You believe that there's been genetic engineering involved?
Do you not?
Pardon me?
Do you not believe that also?
Well, I suppose there's a possibility, all right? I don't know. No, I have no knowledge concerning it. Now,
why don't you have knowledge, sir?
How they buried it.
Why do you not have knowledge about it? It's in all of your literature. It is on your television.
Oh, I think you'll find that the old Soviet Union put out the transmission belt, put out the thing that it was engineered in Fort Detrick, and the United States has their response. It was engineered at the Tavistock Institute, which is the Soviet Biological Research Center. So you hear a lot of things, ma'am, but
obviously you've heard quite a bit yourself, Bob.
Well, yeah, but all I'm hearing is another viewpoint here. The problem is when this woman starts talking about the missiles on the hills and uses all a photon is a measurement of light. It's essentially the light that reaches your eye. Now, this is visible light, incidentally. Reaches your eye on a...
what is visible light, sir?
Measured at 1 meter distance, and you can check Webster if you want, but, well...
Sir?
Yes.
What is light?
Pardon me?
What is light? Tell me what visible light is.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. You
human wavelength, yes. She's right aware of this, sir. She's got enough scientific knowledge here that she's really spinning a web, and I'm curious to know what the purpose of it is.
What is your purpose in my call? I was asked onto a program, and I'm giving you information as best I can.
I've heard you on a religious call-in program and listened to you with great interest for...
On a religious program, sir? I have absolutely nothing to do with religion.
Well, that's... you're incorrect.
Was you thinking of God here a while ago?
Oh, you better believe I'm speaking of God.
That's right. And that doesn't have anything to do with religion, is that correct?
It has absolutely zero to do with religion. It has everything to do with spirituality.
Commander, the point that Bob raised, I think, is a good one, and that has to do with the true nature of the photon belt. And let us go into that right at the beginning of the next hour, because we do have to take our typical news break right here. And we will be back after the NBC News. And thank you all for being there. We will get to Elizabeth and Kent and so on as quickly as we can. This is KBKK, Sandy, Salt Lake City.
We'll return tomorrow from vacation. This is Sam Russell sitting in for him for the next couple of hours. Bill Scheinman is out front. He is our producer today. Thank you very much, Bill, for being there. And we will continue with Commander Hatton for this hour, and we invite your questions and comments. Continue, Commander Hatton. Once again, greetings and welcome to these airways.
Thank you.
And I would like to ask once again, because I know we have new listeners coming in each hour, I would pose to you the question, do you speak for the holy white light of the one source creator for the highest and best good of all mankind?
Yes.
And I do that again because I think it's important to make the point to the listeners that they do need to be careful about the source of information that they have access to. There are many, many people doing channeling, although what we're doing now with your particular communication is not a channeling per se, but I think it makes the point that they are able to challenge an entity to be certain that they do speak for the white light and not for the dark side. And could you comment on that just a little bit, please, the importance of that and the nature of the agreement, which I understand was made between the light forces and the dark regarding these kinds of challenges and so on?
Yes, and especially at this time of what you will call the great cycle change. This is a time of transition, both for the human species and for the planet. And it's extremely important because, after all, go to the end goal. Go and realize what is. Even if you cannot comprehend it, understand that life itself or anything is a projection of the thought of God in manifested form, whatever that might be. In other words, the divine source, the creative source, thinks it and precipitates it. Now you have a situation where basically there is no death to soul energy. It continues its journey until it again becomes one with its creator source. And let's face it, creator source is light. And I'm going to just brief it down as simplistically as I can. Light is an invisible commodity. I know who was calling, and this one is from the disinformation crew, who has said that I was a figment of an insane mind and so forth.
I thought as much. He sounded a bit too knowledgeable.
Well, it's been ongoing for years. He thinks that I do not know who he is. I would not wish to identify him. On the other hand, sometimes I would welcome the audience because I find it so insulting to the listeners to put them in a category of not being able to understand. And they're going to protect you. This is your government. I must protect you from your ability to live, is what it is. But anyway, back to the lighted source. When throughout the ages, at different times, in different cycles, the great master teachers will be sent to your place. And so we will just take up Emmanuel as an example of a being manifest onto your place as a teacher of truth and of light to remind ones of what you came from and where you're headed and give you a reminding as to your commandments, what it is required for a planet to stay in balance, the behavior of the thought-capable beings of creation, which are the human species. This is what sets you aside. Your free will, reasoning, capability of choice. The ultimate testing or the ultimate prize is the soul, of course, because it is that which is infinite. So when you have the battle of the physical sensing universe, if you will, versus that ongoing infinite experiencing energy universe, you are basically having what you would classify as the difference in good and bad. And who will win that war and total control of the physical environment? You see, you cannot classify anything other than a human physical expression of indoctrinated clubhouse, if you want to talk of religions. Because the idea came, yes, and maybe one's originating the original doctrine for a given church or religion thought they were or did, in fact, take from the original truth, or they made it up, whichever came first. to deal with the human aspect of expression in a physical form, which could only sense, feel, touch, this sort of thing. And the doctrines, of course, are created so that you have to follow these doctrines or you cannot be a member of my religious club. So when I say I have nothing to do with religion, I only have to do with spirit, and I only have to do with the spirit emanating from holy God source, because I come sent forth, if you will, as leader of what your biblical prophecies, your truth, if you will, has always told you comes with the great masters, the great teachers, or precedes them in preparation for their return. I have no interest in butting into your business, intervening into your affairs. My sole purpose is to bring the truth, and that often means I must give you what is wrong right down to the bush twigs so that you can hear me. Something gets your attention, like the 2x4 across the mule's head, so that you can begin to listen to me, because the message that I bring is so much bigger that all of the other becomes total trivia, because it is only related to your physical aspect. But your physical aspect can trap your spiritual aspect into this wheel of physical expression. And your goal of all beings, all created beings, is to again return in the energy form into and become one with Creator Source.
And that is our goal, and there are dark forces who are putting up roadblocks, shall we say, to impede our progress toward that goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And these dark forces are not above misrepresenting themselves, and therefore the challenge that I gave to the commander, and which anyone can give to any other entity that they wish, is there in order to protect them, so that they know that when they avail themselves of information, they know that it is presented from the standpoint of the one source creator for the highest and best good of all mankind, and that's what you want.
Thank you, and I can give you an example. Ones who were tuned in just a moment ago when this, quote, Bob, end quote, called.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, you see, ones want to classify me as a physical being because I'm speaking through a translator. But those are the easiest signals for me to pick up, because I pick up the being or the energy form directing that one's speech. And all I had to do was ask him to explain light, what is invisible light. And you see, he never responded. These are the clues that are worn by the adversary. Now, this one is so smug in his own ego that he doesn't realize what just happened. But these ones began to strike out with the venom, and then they will hit you with religion, because you see, this is what controls the largest numbers of men: religion and doctrines of the religious societies. This deals with, you see, it borders on dealing with spirituality, and this is why your leaders of these indoctrinated religions will tell you not to read that, don't read this, don't touch that, when God will tell you to experience every written word of all things, because truth in its presentation will stand infinity. Alone it will stand. It cannot be discounted. And therefore, the more information you get from the largest variety of resources, if you use the guidelines given by God, and they can be as simple as the Ten Commandments, generalized, you know, each little subject, generalized. See what a book projects. If it projects murder in any form, then you better look very carefully at it. It doesn't mean that all the book is not truth. It means that something is tainted there if they advocate that kind of behavior. So truth will stand alone. We welcome everybody to read everything they can get their hands on, because the more that they read, the more they come back to find the truth.
Absolutely. And along that line, let us mention again the phone number that persons may call to avail themselves of the information which is available from the sources that you are working with here. This phone number is 1-800-800-5565. And that number again, 1-800-800-5565. And there you will find information on the weekly Liberator newsletter, which comes out, it's always some 20 to 30 pages, sometimes longer in length, and that's weekly. And there are some 56 or 58 different volumes, journals as they are called, averaging out about 200 pages apiece. And I believe you've produced all of that within a period of, three and a half years?
Yes.
It's an incredible amount of information that's been produced in that short of time, and I would defy anyone to indicate a terrestrially based source that could have done that amount of work.
We have structured it that way so that this particular speaker also is the scribe. And she has scribed for others of the speakers of my realm. But our feeling and our knowing, our knowledge, was that we don't want ones out there in the reading audience to say, well, you know, they've got 18 or 20 people writing all this material. How does God expect me to read it? No. With the exception of one volume of 60, Dorma has done it, every word of it. And she does the speaking. And now, in the Liberator, we are starting to run a column on absolute total research. And one of our researchers here, Nora, will author that column, and so that I don't have to do it. That is going to be back up on terminology and little historical, the Star of David, for instance. Something that would be like a dictionary.